Are we live? Are we on? Yes, we are. Welcome back to another episode in a very long minute. I'm actually really excited to be back on the podcast. I'm excited to be talking to you again. I'm so excited. But really, have you missed me? Because I have missed you. It has been a long year. The last time I recorded an episode was in July. So it's been over a year since I actually dropped an episode, or since we published. Goodness, I need to get with the lingo again. But it's been over a year since we published a podcast episode, and we're still in season one. That's so wild to me and so crazy. But I'm back, and I'm excited to be back, excited to be podcasting again, and to be sharing all of my thoughts with you. If you are new here, this is Faith God Life Pod with Hadassah, and it is powered by the Jesus Talks Radio. Here we enjoy ourselves, we just have great conversation that is centered around our faith and around everyday life as Christians. God, where do I start? Why have I been away for so long? What do I say? If you're listening for the first time, I'm actually really excited to have you here and to be in your ears. I look forward to being in your ears in maybe more seasons to come. Right. I hope that was the right thing to say, but I'm hoping that it was. So basically, I stopped publishing episodes because I kind of drifted. I was in a space in my faith walk where I was trying to figure out who I am, or who I was at that time, and really trying to understand what I was doing with a lot of the tasks that I had been given and a lot of the assignments that I had in my hands. I really did not understand why I was doing them, or, you know, the essence of it. And I think I really was trying to get to know myself at the same time. I didn't really know myself. I did not know myself enough at that time. I was very naive. There were a lot of missing pieces that I was trying to fit in and trying to understand. And I kind of lost my way in the process. So for a very long time, I was roaming. I had to find my way back home, back to Christ, back to my identity in Christ Jesus, and really just understand who I am. I was caught up in everyday life. I kind of lost sight of my realities in Christ. I didn't really have a good grasp on it. Because of that, I was ashamed to actually sit and record a podcast or record an episode and be telling you stuff about faith and faith walk when I knew that I was having issues with mine. I felt like I would be a sham, I would be a fake, and I would be lying to you and lying to myself. So I didn't feel bold enough to talk about Jesus. Now, am I saying that, okay, now I'm in a better place and so I can talk about Jesus? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I did not understand that one of the things I could have done for myself was to be transparent with everybody and to share my struggles, and that would have actually helped me. You know, I didn't understand it at that time, but I understand it now, and so thank God. Now I kind of have a better understanding of my journey as a Christian, my purpose as a Christian, who I am, what I've been called to do. I would say that from July last year to now was sort of a learning ground. I needed to learn a lot of things. I needed to let go of extra weight. I was carrying a lot of baggage, and I really needed to let it go. And God helped me do that. Like, it really helped me shed all the excess weight that I was carrying, and all the things that I was holding on to that I should have let go of, you know. And I started to learn to trust God better. I don't think I leaned in enough. For me, there is a place where I trusted God, but I didn't completely surrender to God. And so I needed to do that. And you're probably like, so it took you a year. Well, I say to people that I'm kind of a late bloomer. So I take my time with stuff. I'm very slow. I learn very slowly. But once I learn, I have learned. It took me a while to see the problem, and it took me a while to see the solution. Let's just say it took me a year and some months. But I'm here, and that's the important thing. The important thing is now I understand what it means to be totally dependent on God. because there was a time where I thought I figured it all out and I kind of stopped listening. And I think a lot of us go to that place where, God, I've got it under control. I kind of have a hang of it. I know what I'm doing. And then boom, it just, everything scatters and you're like, eh? So I didn't know what I was doing. So I had that experience. It was brutal having to see that you are very insufficient and your sufficiency is actually found in Christ Jesus, and having to see that I had the tendency to rely on myself rather than rely on God. It just, all my insecurities and all my shortcomings were just in front of me, and having to see them and to learn of the things that I can do better, it kind of was an eye-opener. I'm glad that I took that 1 year. I'm glad. It was brutal, I won't lie. There was a lot of crying, a lot of pain, a lot of tears, but I'm here now, and I think that's the thing that I'm holding on to the most, that thank God I pulled through. You know, the funny thing is, on the outside, I actually looked okay. Like, you are going through one of the roughest times of your life, but you look very okay on the outside and nobody knows. And so I look like I knew what I was doing. Half of the time, I look like I had my life in total order and I had total control of my life. And it's so easy, my goodness, to pretend. It's so easy to pretend like everything is okay. So easy to actually present yourself as this person that has got everything under control. It's so hard for us to be vulnerable, for us to be honest, for us to tell ourselves the truth, and for us to listen to other people tell us the truth. But it's so easy for us to pretend like we know what we are doing and to come off as I've got this, when we have not got anything. You don't got nothing. You don't got it. I had to learn to be open. I'm still learning it. One thing I've always struggled with is being open and being vulnerable. I do not know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. I'm still learning to do it. I'm still learning to, you know, open up myself to friendships, to people, to allowing myself receive love and receive the comfort of friendships. It was very easy for me to pretend because I was used to not sharing. I just thank God because now I knew better. If I had known at that time, maybe I would have shared, because nobody knew what I was going through and I couldn't reach out to anybody for help. So I was kind of navigating everything by the help of the Holy Spirit. But I thank God because God is actually very kind and He surrounds you with so much comfort and so much love in your darkest times. And He does it in a very beautiful way. After all these things I have said and after sharing with you why I've been away for so long, I am so sorry. I think I need to say that. I need to apologize. I'm so sorry. I hope that you have it in your heart to forgive me and be praying for me, actually. I think I should ask you to pray for me. It's really important. But I'm here now and we are continuing our season. It needs to actually be done. It should have been done since last year. So we have to finish the season so we can start a new one. And it will be good. It will be good in Jesus' name. It will actually be good. I think initially we're supposed to bring people on, which was the plan to actually record. We had pretty much done the season, but I don't think anybody's coming on for the rest of the season. It's just going to be me and me being honest and just addressing topics and issues that need to be addressed or need to be talked about. At least not now. People are not coming on. Probably in season 2 people will come on, but right now, no. You know, the funny thing, it's currently raining as I'm recording this episode and you probably will hear a bit of that. I think it's very soothing. I hope that you find it soothing too, but I think it's really soothing. It's very calming for me right now. Another thing I wanted to share with you is I also started a newsletter for my career. All the time that I've been away, I've actually worked so hard on a career path for myself. And I've tried so hard to build a career path for myself. And I think I'm succeeding. I'm not there, but I'm definitely somewhere. And I'm on my way to my destination. And so I started a newsletter for that, which is really exciting. Something that I've never done before. I was kind of psyched to be doing it. And a little bit nervous. And a thought came to my mind. As I am recording, what is going through my head is, will people like this? Will people relate to this? Will they say that I talk too much? Or will they say that, oh, this podcast is so nice and I love how she speaks and I like that it's very calm and very soothing? or will people just be like, ew, what is this? And it just came to my head, funny how I have never thought of that before while recording an episode, and this is the first time it's happening. I think I am in this place where I'm a little bit self-conscious, and mostly because you see a lot of people doing what you're doing and you're very good at it, and then like, what if I'm not good enough for what I want to do and other people are way better? I'm learning to not be self-conscious. I'm learning to not think that I'm not good enough. I'm learning to embrace my shortcomings with my talents and with my gifts and with the things that I'm good at. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. So I understand that some people may not like this the episode or the podcast in general, but I also understand that there are people that will like it, and I'm looking forward to connecting with those people. That's, by the way, I don't know why I said that. I think I need to be vulnerable. I'm also currently serving the prayer community. Why am I sharing all these things with you? I just want you to know the things that I've been doing while I've been away. And I'm enjoying it now more than ever. God is so good and God gives grace always. All the things that I've been able to do this year or in the long hiatus have just been by God's grace. And I actually look forward to sharing more with you and sharing more stuff that I've been up to with you, also sharing about Christ even more. Expect honest conversations, expect biblical truths, expect some good humor, personal tales. I will share lots of personal tales. I like to talk when I'm talking to people that I like, which means I like you guys a lot. So yes, I will definitely share some personal tales as we progress. But this is a place for us to have really transparent conversations about our lives as Christians. The kind of conversations we'll have would really be edifying. That's the goal. Right now, we have 3 episodes left to finish in this season. So in season 1, we'll soon be done. 3 episodes more and we're done. I'm actually very excited. Do I sound excited? I am actually. And honestly, I like your feedback. I actually would. I like to hear from you, so write to me, send me an email, or you can follow me on social media. But I think I prefer emails because my social media is a bit scattered right now. So, but if you send me an email, I can easily see it. I can get the notification immediately and just check it. But if I get like a social media notification, it takes a while for me to check it. But emails, I'm there. So send me an email. I love to hear your thoughts. I love to hear what you think. I hope that you write to me. I look forward to reading your emails. I look forward to hearing from you. I know that I have new listeners. While I was away, I saw notifications and I saw that the audience size had increased. So I know that there are new listeners. So I would really like you to write to me and just tell me what your thoughts are about the podcast or about the episodes that you have listened to, what you would like to hear more of on the podcast. I think that'll be really nice. The beautiful thing about this season is it is centered around faith walk. So that is the theme of the season. And every episode literally speaks to my faith walk. Like every episode literally speaks to my faith walk. So I don't know if that's a coincidence or if that's just, I think it's a coincidence. Is it? Not sure, but I'm excited and I hope that you are too. If like me, you're kind of roaming or you were doing a lot of things and you kind of lost your footing or you lost your way, one thing I want to tell you is that God loves you too much to let you stray. Did you hear that rhyme? I can't help myself. God loves you too much to let you stray. So find your way back home. He's waiting to bring you back into the fold and to embrace you with all of his love, not some, all. Thank you so much for actually listening. Oh yeah, the email address, estaonyemaka@gmail.com. I need to change that email address because that name doesn't serve me anymore. That's a story for another day, but currently that's the email that I still use. I like to keep things and use them for as long as I can. So that email will probably be here for a very long time, even though I'm not really into it anymore. But yes, estaonyemaka, so estaonyemaka@gmail.com. I would love to read your emails. Please reach out to me. And you can check out the Jesus Talks Radio on social media. So we're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us a DM, tell us that you love our podcast or not. and you can follow us on socials, listen to our radio as well. All of these things, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for sticking with me and for actually waiting for me to release an episode. I know that a couple of people waited. I got some text messages. So I'm thankful to everybody that actually eggs me on and everybody that kept saying like, oh, when are you going to put out an episode? Kind of miss your podcast. So thank you so much for all the love. I hope that you actually enjoy this episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Bye.